Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Universe podcast. My name is McKenna Park. I am the Metro editor at the Universe. And today we're going to be talking about dating apps and the dangers associated with them, along with the precautions we should all take while using them.
He had come over to my house. My roommates were upstairs. Like, it felt like a pretty okay situation. Like, I didn't feel like I was getting myself into any sort of sticky situation at all. And we were watching the movie, and at one point he had asked, you know, if he could kiss me. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with this. But it, like, quickly escalated to a point that I was not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Like, take my hand and put it down his pants. And I was not okay with that. Also, gross. And I froze, and he got to a point where he took his pants off and got on top of me, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I froze completely, like, and panicked. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Everything in my brain just was on hold. Like, I had no idea. I was so uncomfortable, and I have never been that close to, like, having a panic attack, but not knowing what to do about it. And so it's kind of, I ended up getting him, like, pushing him off of me and being like, hey, like, let's just cuddle now. Ha 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 ha. Everything's fine. Super uncomfortable. And I always thought of myself as a person who's like, I'm an adult woman. Like, I have a degree from college. I work a full-time job. Like, I'm a full-grown adult. And I'm, like, a pretty, what I would like to think, like, a strong woman. I can stand up for myself. But then when push came to shove, almost literally, mm-hmm. I didn't do anything.
Right.
And so I think it's one of those things that, like, us as women need to, like, have a firm plan in mind of, like, what we are not going to tolerate. And what we will tolerate, and we're like, I know this is, like, kind of silly, like, we hear this in church all the time, but, like, where's our line, you know, like, right. Where are we going to say no, and we need to practice and be firm and comfortable and strong in saying no.
Right. That's very interesting, because, like you pointed out earlier, you know, it started off very innocently, like, oh, come over and watch a movie. I'm sure, you know, so many people have, you know, started off a little date or a little get together with someone that they found on a dating app that way, and it seems perfectly innocent. Mm-hmm. And even to the point where he asked you to kiss you, like, he asked you to kiss you, he asked for your consent, and that seems like a, you know, kind of a respectful way to go about it. And then just to have it escalate so quickly, you know, you mm-hmm. probably couldn't have anticipated that. And so
I honestly did not see it coming. It kind of hit me out of left field. And yeah. Then there were some follow-up, like, text messages that, like, I've kind of learned to not tolerate this behavior now, of, like, getting a text of, like, hey, what are you doing at, like, midnight?
Right.
That doesn't bode well.
No,
no. Things to me. And, like, it's, like, kind of those things that I've learned from, like, dating apps, like, to have a higher tolerance, or actually a lower tolerance, I guess would be the correct way to phrase it, a low tolerance for, like, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, no, you're not just going to text me, like, late at night. That doesn't send a good message.
Right.
You're not just going to find a way to get me alone. That also doesn't send a good message.
Yeah, I would definitely say that that's another red flag when you're using dating apps, is if the person that you have matched with and you're in contact with is trying to get you somewhere alone when you haven't really, you know, met yet, or only met once and mm-hmm. aren't super familiar yet.
Yeah, when it's like, when they're the big thing to me, and things that I really respect in other guys doing, is when they're okay and understanding with you telling them that you're uncomfortable doing a certain thing, even if it's like, oh, a second date, like, let's get together and watch a movie. And you say, you know what, I'd actually prefer if we just kept seeing each other in public for a while, or going out with other people, or like spending time together in a house that has people in it, like,
right.
Things like that. And when they respect that request, is really a really big a pro, like a knock in the pro column for them.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much for your time and for sharing these stories. I think that they're very important to get out there and let people know, especially those people that are using the dating apps themselves.
I definitely agree.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Daily Universe podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening, and go to universe.byu.edu for more stories.